We are telling you what's going on. But for the third year in a row, World Business Chicago welcomes the black and brown businesses, small businesses in Chicago to apply for something called the Chi Capital Accelerator. This is one of those 12-week cohort-based programs where you get signed up to win it because they match you with education and resources and mentoring and conversations. And this is what relationship capital is all about. You know, you got to know some people in order to do some things, and this puts you in a room with the people you should know. And I've got somebody on the live line that's going to tell us all about it because I believe there is still time for you to apply. And if he is here, please speak up.
All right. Thank you so much, Bruce. I really appreciate that intro. And I'm really, really excited to connect people with the capital they need to be able to grow their business. I'm super excited because, you know, when I first came to World Business Chicago now about 3 years ago, we didn't have a program like this.
Well, I know you didn't. In fact, before you go further, first of all, I did not do you justice. I did not give you the lead-in that you deserve. You're exactly right. You have been on the case for 3 years, came in the door, kicking the door down, taking names, making good stuff happen. I'm talking about one LaForce Baker in the house. What's up, LaForce?
Hey, what's going on? For everyone that doesn't know, my name is LaForce Baker. I'm a Vice President of Community Impact at World Business Chicago. And for those that are not familiar, World Business Chicago is your city's economic development agency. So we help to bring businesses to Chicago. And our team in particular, we focus on helping to retain and grow and bring new businesses to the south and west sides of the city, so our neighborhood, which is really important to me because I'm actually from the south side of Chicago.
Well, LaForce, I really appreciate what you've been doing. You've had some wonderful conferences. You've had a technology conference for a couple of years over at Malcolm X College. You did a marketing and business development conference on the south side at the Discover Center. So you've done something that we've wanted to see happen for a long time. Take an organization that is so powerful, so well connected within our large corporate community, and make it apply to the nascent and upcoming businesses in our business corridors on the south and the west side. And then you've brought the programs right to the south and the west side where we can conveniently participate in the programs for free, like your technology conference. And now, for the third year in a row, you are doing something matching upcoming entrepreneurs with capital. Because again, what can we do if our businesses aren't fully invested in? So tell us about this transformative 12-week program and how businesses who have the right skills can apply and get in this game so they might be. In fact, how many people have gone through this program in the last couple of years?
Yeah, so each year we tend to take on about 15 to 20 businesses. This year we revamped the program a little bit. We're taking 10 to 12 businesses because we're going to be providing even more support. But the reason why we started this program, I want to just give a little statistic that a lot of people may not know. We started this program because when I talk to scaling black and brown businesses, people that are trying to grow and offering amazing services or goods in our neighborhood, they would say the number one thing, LaForce, that I can't get access to is capital. I can't get the money so that I can grow. And so I dug into that a little bit, and actually I found out that the Federal Reserve actually produced a report in 2022 that 35% of white businesses receive all the financing they apply for, whereas only 16% of black business owners receive all the financing they apply for, almost half. Mm. So with that being said, that's going to make it really, really hard for our businesses to scale because they're not getting the money. It takes money to make money.
That's right.
It's going to be hard for you to scale. And, you know, for our community, that is detrimental because we need these businesses. We need the coffee shop. We need the grocery store. We need the restaurant to be there. And so that's why we have this program where we are hand-holding these businesses essentially for 12 weeks. We make sure that the programming is free. The only thing that we're looking for, we want you to be an established business, be in business at least 3 years. That's what I mean by established. Be making at least $250K in revenue, and be a black or brown owned business. Those are the only things that we require. The reason why we require that, because some people say, well, why won't you help me? I got a startup out there. The only reason that we don't work with startups is because our banking partners, they need to see the last 2 years of tax returns for them to be able to lend you a considerable amount of money. And so if you're a startup business, it's a little bit harder to do that. So that's why we don't focus on that. There's other programming that focuses on that that we can refer you to, but that's what this program is all about.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, a lot of times I hear the same thing on the other side. People are saying, you know, you have all these startup programs, you have all these things for people just trying to get their ideas together. You got pitch competitions giving somebody $1,000 to $2,000. They say, look, I'm beyond that. You know, I've been operating for 2 or 3 years. I've got clients. You know, I've got receivables. I'm trying to add capacity to take on even more business. I can't take on any more business because I can't handle any more business because I can't expand at the level I'm able to because I don't have the capital. And we know, in fact, there was a program that's going to be airing on WTTW Channel 11 for the next couple of weeks talking about the shame of Chicago, talking about how restrictive covenants and buying homes on contracts. Well, that same thing was going on in the business community. Blacks were not getting any access to capital for entrepreneurship, and it's amazing we were able to create the kind of leadership companies we've been able to create over the last 50, 60, 70 years in Chicago. But now we're turning in the wrong direction, and a program like this bringing the, tell me about the kinds of institutions that are coming to the table saying, you know what, we need to be involved with this work. This is important work. We don't want to make, bad loans to people that at high rates. We need to be working with our businesses so they can do the right thing. They can scale. What kind of institutions are showing support for this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So number one, for a banking institution to work with this program, they have to have someone with decision-making power that is a part of this program at their bank or underwriting capacity at their bank to be a part of this program, meaning that, you know, the folks that are learning about the businesses that participate in the program, they can actually decide, hey, you know what, maybe we should give them a loan versus just talking to, you know, a random person just passes the buck and then you never hear back or, you know, you don't really understand what the bank is looking for. The businesses that participate in our programming, they're getting that support and coaching so that then they will speak the language of the bank. And the bank, they're understanding better the businesses in our community. Because the banks, they've said to us, hey, actually, we want to lend more to the community and help these businesses grow. But sometimes they either can't find the businesses or they really don't know how to speak the language of the business to be able to lend to the business. So some of those banking partners are Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and BMO Harris, as well as CDFIs like Allies for Community Business. So, you know, all of these folks have made commitments that if a business participates in our programming, that they can actually get some meaningful access. But at the same time, working with our program, you're getting the connection, you're getting the knowledge. So I can't see why the money wouldn't follow.
Now, one of the things that our businesses also need is support from professional services. You talk about people wanting to see tax returns, wanting to see cash flow projections, wanting to see, you know, business plans that say, hey, this handles, you know, because when you go before underwriting, it's a very simple mathematical process. You know, are the ratios there to show that you stand within your industry cluster and you have the same 30, 60, 90 day receivables? You have the how much cash flow do you have on hand? Your ability to handle the debt service, what does that ratio look like? So it isn't rocket science what the bank should be looking for, and they should have special programs in support of entrepreneurs that they have not been traditionally supporting, so they can relax some of their underwriting rules if other things are there, such as contract receivables, such as additional workforce development funds that might offset some costs and put them in a better financial position. So again, we know what the levers are that could support business development, but we need institutions to be transparent about their ability to do this. And of course, we've got programs like the SBA and Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity in the state of Illinois that will stand behind if a lot of times these programs are available to you If a bank says they want to do business with you, then they can press the button and get SBA sponsorship involved, get DCEO support involved. Cook County's coming out with similar programs. And now the mayor, you know, he just passed a $1.5 billion bond. Some of that money's supposed to go to the Department of Economic Opportunity. I mean, the Department of Planning and Economic Opportunity, so that they can do some of these kinds of programs and match money. Say, look, if I'm going to give a $250,000 grant that's going to help this business also then should be able to pair that with some additional capital money so they can do some of the build out and other things they need to do for inventory, staffing, and these kinds of resources. So we need everybody at the table in a serious way, as you say, not in a snapback way. They want to make announcements after George Floyd and say they're going to do $50 billion, this, that, and the other. But we try to get to where the money actually is. You know, you can't find out, as you said, somebody with responsibility. So tell people, how can they apply and see if this program is for them and be one of the fortunate firms and maybe part of the 10, dozen, 15 companies that are part of this year's cohort?
Yeah, so the easiest way to apply is to go to our website, worldbusinesschicago.com/Shy Capital Accelerator. I've also been told if you just Google Shy Capital Accelerator, likely if you see World Business Chicago, you're in the right place. So, you know, that's the easiest way. Folks, they can also follow us on social media, World Business Chicago, or follow me, LaForce Baker. I'm posting about it. And that's the easiest way. You do an application. Again, it's free. It should take you no longer than about 15 minutes to do. And then from there, you know, we will get back to you on whether you make it in the program. Folks have until Monday, May 6th to apply. So that's the cutoff, Monday, May 6th.
All right. Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, tell me, are you also planning this year to do some of the programs like you've done in years past, like your technology summit and your marketing and business development summit? Are you planning on bringing those back this year?
Yeah, we are. The Small Business Tech Symposium is going to happen in November of this year, so it's a little bit further out. But, yeah, people, they love that. We have people that came year over year that was like, I came back a second year to learn stuff I didn't get in the first year, which I was actually surprised. I was like, I thought you would have gotten enough information. But people, they're yearning for this information that's tailored to our community. So, we will be doing that in November. And something else that we're planning that's going to be new this year, that'll be coming out in the fall, it'll be coupled with our national retailer bus tour, where we bring national retailers through our neighborhoods on the south and west side and show them prime opportunities for development that for to bring amenities that people want, you know, grocery stores, restaurants, things like that. But something that we'll be adding to that, we'll be doing a retail roundtable. So to be talking about what's going well in retail in the city and what are some challenges that our retailers are facing and coming up with some solutions so that we can make sure that we keep quality retail in our neighborhood.
Well, I am all in favor of what World Business Chicago is doing for the last couple of years. There's been a definite effort to make it not so much on recruiting Fortune 500 companies and bringing big businesses to Chicago, but it's been focused on what can we do to make the Chicago environment. I was disappointed, or at least sorry that I think under Michael Fasnacht's leadership, that turn was a good turn. There were a lot of good people that were there, but a lot of good people are still there, just like one LaForce Baker, who has an entire team. Shout out to Zoe, who's on your team, who does such a phenomenal job. And it's always a lot of attention to detail. But what we need are people in our community having conversations with the business owners in our community, trying to meet the needs and understand what the requirements are, because it's not easy doing business in our community. It's not easy doing business going after city, county, or state contracting. These are no easy roads. And so they need support. There's been a lot of underinvestment and disinvestment for too many years. So we need our institutions to come back to the table and really sit down. And so now that you're brokering some of those kinds of conversations and going into the third year of the Shy Capital Accelerator, we need to amplify our success stories. You know, when people see that people are making it, and not just one or two of the same people, but see some different businesses in different sectors, see some firms in the technology area, construction, engineering, architecture, professional services, public relations, advertising. We need to be involved not just with another, there's nothing wrong with another, like you say, cafe or restaurant, because we want quality of life in our communities. But we also need some B2B activities that can, you know, scale and start to create the kind of businesses that we've always had in Chicago over the years. You know, Johnson Publishing Company, Johnson Products, Burrell Advertising, Procter Advertising. You know, one of the great legendary advertising people just passed away a couple of weeks ago. One, R.J. Dale, Bob Dale, was a great business leader in Chicago and had a wonderful team of people. And we've got people going to top schools and colleges, Northwestern, majoring in marketing, DePaul, you know, Columbia College. They come out with the kind of skill sets, social media marketing, digital skills. So we need businesses in all sectors, and especially our firms in technology and innovation and the professional services area. They have a real tough time getting financing because, you know, they're talking about idea generation. Yet these are the kind of companies that have the best chance of scaling in the modern economy. But oftentimes banks say, well, I don't understand. You know, technology companies. I don't understand having an app. What do you have that I can repossess? What building do you have? And so they look at an asset-based lending, and it doesn't necessarily apply to our firms growing in the growth areas of the economy. So LaForce Baker, I appreciate what you're doing. So happy you could spend a little time with us today. I hope people take and give that website information and how people could apply and get more information about what you're doing. Follow you on your social, but also connect with World Business Chicago.
Yeah, so again, folks, they can go to worldbusinesschicago.com/Chi Capital Accelerator, or you can Google Chi Capital Accelerator, look for World Business Chicago, it should come up. Or you can follow us on social media, so that can be from Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, at World Business Chicago, or myself, at LaForce Baker, LaForceBaker.
All right, LaForce, well, I'm going to stay in touch with you and stay promoting this program. I've put a link on our Facebook page so you can connect to it. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/Chicago ESP, right at the top of the page is something I just posted about the Chi Capital Accelerator. But these are the kinds of opportunities and the kinds of leaders that we have doing the good work behind the scenes. Oftentimes we don't hear about these organizations. We don't have enough conversation in our community about business and business development, economic development. But fortunately, we have some people that are doing phenomenal work like LaForce Baker, holding people accountable in these organizations so that they can make a difference, that our corridors can come alive. And so as we start getting all excited about what's going to be happening with the Chicago Sky and Bronzeville and these communities, you know, coming alive, they should come alive economically with businesses. You know, when the DNC comes to town, we want them to have a residual value of the dollar being spent in circulating our community more than just one time. And so the kinds of work that you're doing are laying the groundwork so that the kind of businesses can be in place. And hopefully while your accelerator is going on, some of those businesses will be lining the capital up so they can be part of bringing the kind of quality products and services forward that will make them steadfast members of our corridors of opportunity for years to come. LaForce, thank you for the good work you're doing, and we'll be in touch with you and keep promoting this program. And people can apply up until when?
They can apply up until Monday, May 6th.
Okay, up until Monday, May 6th. So you got a good 2 weeks to go. Make sure you throw your hat in the ring and look out for World Business Chicago, the Chi Capital Accelerator Program. Maybe this could be something that could put some dollars in your pocket when you apply to be part of the cohort and take your business to the next level. LaForce, I want to thank you for spending time with me today.
Thank you so much, Bruce, as always.
All right, have a good one.